Gummy bears. Bouncing okay. Here and there and everywhere.
And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 111 for February 12th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Tunes, Cerebral Satire, and Anything Goes. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I get the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You could tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. So let's get into our panel this week. We've got Carp.
Shouldn't you be mentioning the Iron Man first?
What, I'm not allowed to mention you first?
I mean,
it's your show now?
I'm just confused that...
That's okay. We'll do it the way you want to do it. We'll do it the way you want to do it, tough guy.
You better, Jim. We'll do it the way I want to do it.
I'm scared. 80 episodes in a row, heavy set.
I would just like to say, fuck you, Doc Brown, because we are in 2015, and due to my jobs, we very much need roads.
We've got Carp.
Hello, everyone.
We've got
cock talk.
Respect the cock.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
And popping his cherry on Old School at the Movies from expertcomics.com, we've got Dave.
What's going on, people? I have to say there's a lot of sexual tension in this podcast. I don't know what I signed up here for.
To release it all over your face, neck, and chest. Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
All right, let's get straight into it because this is the biggest news story of the year, I would think, if you're a Marvel fan especially. Spider-Man is joining... What's that, buddy?
That's why I'm here.
That is exactly why I wanted you on this show. And we're going to throw it right to you, Dave. Spider-Man's joining Marvel. Let's get the details.
I think it's my dream come true for the past 10 years or so. to see Spider-Man finally come home to the Marvel Studios company, you know, and finally we're going to set to see Spider-Man side by side with Cap and Iron Man and Thor. It's a big thing. It's getting me a little emotional here.
So is it the full, like, do they have the full rights? Is it like a one picture deal? How does it work out?
From what I can understand, I think pretty much Marvel has the rights to make the film, but Sony has the final say. I believe that Kevin Feige and Amy Pascal, who just left Sony, are going to be the producers. So I think they're going to be working together to bring Spider-Man into a Marvel film first. And then they're doing a Spider-Man solo film. And then I think they're going to go from there. And we're likely going to see him in the big Infinity War double Avengers two film geek explosion.
Now, the thing is with Andrew Garfield, he might have not been the most popular choice. From what I'm hearing, he might be replaced. What's going on with that?
Yeah, he's apparently out. From what I can see and from everything that I've seen reported, it looks like Andrew Garfield is kicked to the curb and we're going to get a new Spider-Man.
Okay, let's throw this to the panel. Yeah. Who are we casting for Spider-Man?
Wait. First, I'd like to say a few things. First of all, the guy who's head of Marvel is Karen Faggy. You pronounce his name Faggy, not Faggy.
It's not Faggy.
It's Faggy.
It's not Faggy.
It's Faggy. It's Faggy.
It's there's no Faggy.
It's not Faggy.
It's Faggy.
There's no way it's Faggy.
It's Faggy.
It may be Faggy, but not Faggy.
It's Faggy. No, it's hard G.
Let's check what have you. Is it Faggy, Faggy, Fag? Fag, faggy, fag. What's going on?
I'll say this: since we're talking about Spider-Man, it's definitely faggy.
No, it's oh faggy. God!
Okay, another thing
literally, here's my flowchart.
Okay,
every other superhero is better than Aquaman, is better than Spider-Man.
All right, we'll hold on. Heavy, we'll get to you in a second. We'll get to the negativity
that is heavy
in a second.
I do want to present something else, that they did not give the rights to Marvel entirely. Sony still owns partly. They are co-producing that.
Yeah, they are sharing it.
Yeah, they're sharing.
I do believe that Sony does have the final say, but you know what? I think they're going to let Marvel do their thing for the most
part. I think the real deal here is that their movies have not been going as well as they thought, and they know that it's better in the hands of Marvel. They didn't want to give up this character and franchise. And thus, that's where this deal had to come in, because they don't want to lose the money.
Carp, throw to you for a second.
In the article, it says, Sony Pictures will continue to finance, distribute, own, and have final creative control of the films. Marvel and Sony will also explore opportunities to integrate characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, i.e. Thor, Captain America, etc., into future Spider-Man films. We're most likely going to see his first appearance in Captain America Civil War.
No.
Is this the first ever superhero trade? Like, Spider-Man gets dealt for superhero to be named later.
I wouldn't call it a trade.
Not a trade.
It's a collaboration, which is badly needed for the Marvel Universe to try and...
Yeah, they can't properly do the Civil War storyline without having Spider-Man involved. He's a major ingredient in that storyline. I can't see them not using him.
Yes, but it's already been written, and the schedule's been out, that Captain America Civil War is coming out in 2016, and the first and Spider-Man's appearance due to this exchange will only appear in 2017, which means he's not going to be Captain America.
I think that's when the movie is coming out.
No, wait. Captain America 3, Civil War, the movie.
No, I mean Spider-Man. The Spider-Man solo film is 2017.
Spider-Man, first Spider-Man film appearance is 2017.
No, it's, hold on. Read it, buddy. It says the next installment of the standalone
franchise
2017. Yeah. So I think Dave's right. We're getting him in the Civil War. It makes sense.
Signed and sealed. They can have him at the end of Age of Ultron if they want.
No, I understand. I just it's gonna be a rough rewrite for the Captain America 3 movie, which they already.
Well, they're moving everything around, like even Ragnarok, Thor 3,
yes,
and
yes,
Black Panther is pushed back. So, I mean, we don't really have a full idea of really what they're doing, and that's a good thing. It's gonna be a good surprise.
Well, look, I'm all really happy for it because I didn't think that Civil War could work without Spider-Man. So I'm happy it works. I just wasn't sure myself, so I'm glad you cleared it up for me. Thanks.
Just as long as they don't put that ugly gold and red costume, Iron Spider costume, then I'm good.
All right, heavy set. Before you get off the line, I know you got some negativity towards this franchise. So we'll give you the floor.
It's not my negativity towards the franchise, it's negativity towards Spider-Man in general. I think Spider-Man's one of the worst superheroes. I hate him. He's boring. He's dorky. He's lame.
That's the whole point.
His villains... You can sit here and try to debate me on it. You're not going to change my opinion. I think he's a piece of crap. He's almost as bad as Aquaman, but I actually give Aquaman a little bit of an edge. Hate Spider-Man.
Wow.
Just as much as a lot of people hate Superman or a lot of other superheroes. Spider-Man is my one that I cannot stand. His villains, though, I love.
Is it the Peter Parker? Is it his alter ego you don't like?
It's both. I don't like – I don't know. It's just the Spider-Man. It's just
cool.
Like,
whatever floats your belt, man. But, I mean, that's one of the first times I've ever heard that. Are you a comic reader?
No.
Are you a big comic book reader?
No.
Okay, so it's understandable then. I mean, a lot of us grew up with Spider-Man. A lot of us identify with the character. So, I mean, you know, everybody has their own opinion on things. I think that, you know, what brings me to the Spider-Man fandom is the fact that he's a normal guy. He's like you or me, and he always finds a way to beat the odds. He always finds a way to win against mostly six guys.
Are they sinister?
They were sinister. They're pretty sinister. For me, it's just Spider-Man is that everyman character. You know, he puts on that mask. He's a dork. He's a dork. He's been called a dork, but when he puts on that mask, he becomes something different. He becomes something everybody wants to be. He's a really important character, you know? You could look at any era of Spider-Man and you'd find something a little different, maybe something a little, you know, special, something that, I don't know. It's hard for me to sort of explain why I love Spider-Man. It's like explaining why I love a brother or something.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, it's my brother. All right, heavy set, no, you got to go, so let's get your plugs, final thoughts, and get off, go do some wrestling chat.
I thought I was going to use my one article that I submitted.
Oh, yeah, go for it, man.
You got
actually, Carp, do you have anything you want to add?
So Heavyset's article is Spaceballs 2. Mel Brooks teases possibility of a new film. Mel Brooks wants to make a sequel to Spaceballs, but he'll need to persuade Rick Moranis to come out of retirement to make it. If you ask us, Darth Helmet has been away from the big screen way too long, played by the mighty Rick Moranis. Darth Helmet was the antagonist in the patchy yet hugely enjoyable 1987 Mel Brooks comedy Spaceballs. And now as the Star Wars franchise itself gets a reboot, Brooks has declared his intention to make Spaceballs 2. Heavy, what do you think?
In all honesty, I've never actually seen Spaceballs. I own it. This is one of my list of movies that I go out and buy. Hold on. I'll go out and buy movies. And then actually watching them is what I'll never get around to. I can give you a list of movies that I own, legally own, but I've never seen. But
How do you know the disc is really in there? Maybe you got a New York fucking counterfeit.
Because I went to a legit store and bought it.
Say if you lined up croaking and like all of those DVDs are just empty cardboard boxes of nothing.
It honestly took me like 3 years to watch Zack and Miri make a porno. I had it for like 3 years before I put it in to watch it, so I understand.
But this has always been a movie I've wanted to see, but this article, what got me about it is the two words that were mentioned last week on this show. Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Two movies. Well, one's actually happening. The other one, they want to happen, and they all revolve around him. I don't know exactly what's going on in his life right now. I know he quit acting because his wife died and he wanted to raise his daughters.
His wife was dying, which is why he quit. And then he didn't want to come back because he wanted to raise his kids outside of Hollywood.
Kudos to him, eh?
It's definitely a kudos. But I look at it like this would be a great – like if you're going to come out of retirement for anything – because I should say he's gone into retirement, but he's done some voice acting. It's minimal stuff that he's done.
Last work he did was in 06 for Brother Bear 2.
But that's still – that was after he, quote, retired.
Yeah.
He retired in like the late 90s. So what I'm saying is like he's come out for like small stuff. I would like to see him come out for a bit part in Ghostbusters, but most importantly, I think for a sequel of this movie, even though I've never seen it, I know the cult status of it, and now I know next time I'm home, I have to open this up. I just have to dig through a big bin of DVDs.
All right, let's throw.
By the way, is it Darth Helmet or Dark Helmet?
It's written in the article Darth Helmet, but I think it's Dark Helmet.
It is Dark Helmet, isn't it?
The funny thing is, recently, Bose Brewery from Ontario actually created a dark beer called Dark Helmet 2, which I like. And now this article comes out about Spaceballs 2, or as it was nicknamed, The Search for More Money at the end of the first one. I'd like to see it. Even Brooks says, I've got the helmet in storage. I'm just waiting for him.
All right, guys, for those who have seen the movie, of course, let's get your thoughts. Throw it to the panel. What do you guys think of this?
Well, Spaceballs itself took place way after Star Wars came out. So if he were to pop a Spaceballs 2 in just before or during somewhere the Star Wars 7, 8, 9 happened, then I'm good with that.
Pop a Spaceballs 2 in.
Yeah, exactly.
So Heavyset had startled us all by saying he didn't like Spider-Man. I actually don't really like the first Spaceballs. I watched it. I watched it at the right age, and I didn't find it funny.
There's a lot of people who don't like it just because it came out so long after Star Wars. It didn't really capitalize on the comedy part.
I was watching them all. I wasn't around when Star Wars was around either. It's just what I didn't like was the amount of fourth wall breaking. I got really annoyed.
Oh, fuck you.
That's
not
what happens in those kind of fucking
I got so annoyed.
Guess you don't like Kevin Smith, eh, asshole?
I don't. I really don't.
You know why? Because you're a fucking prude. That's why.
Yeah, sure.
You're a fucking troll.
No, you should see the movies I got on my list. Anyways.
Yeah, Noah, fuck. Okay.
Wait, was it Exodus, Gods and Kings?
Whatever. Heavy set. I know you got to go. It's Gear Plugs.
We all know some of the movies on Will's list. I think one of them is Men Alone 2, The KY Connection.
Shaving Private Ryan.
Have you checked out the Seth Rollins picks, by the way?
No, I'm good, but I'm sure Will's going to let us know.
I don't think he'll be that impressed, actually. Not that I've seen them.
Was it cold when they took the photos?
Yeah, no comment.
Anyway, okay. My plug's normal. Anything Goes is back on the Trending Topics Network. NFL Easy Picks, we're done. You won't have to hear about that until August. Great season, whatnot. Ohio Valley Indie Wrestling, whatever.
Super Report.
The Ohio Wrestling Network. You can find that. The Juicy shows are still coming out. I don't monitor them whatsoever. I'm kind of doubting if they'll ever come to the Trending Topics Network because I told him, just like send me like a Dropbox link. And he's like, I don't know how to work Dropbox. I'm like, how do you know how to work Dropbox?
What's the internet?
Well, a long story there with him. But I've gotten to the point where it's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have you on the Trending Topics Network. We'll just keep you over here in this side little feed.
He's like the OVW. He's in the OVW of Trending Topics.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But the Ohio Indie Report.
Super Report, yeah.
I hope to have an episode up next week where we preview an event next Friday. So that'll be it for me. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks for leaving. All right. Thank you very much, Heavy Set. Let's get into Karp's news story for this week.
G.I. Joe 3 rumors and...
Fuck off.
Zaymot and Tomax.
Exactly. Zaymot and Tomax are going to be added in the next G.I. Joe, which is awesome.
I had their toy.
Yeah, I had their toy. And they were the best characters ever. You punch one brother in the stomach, the other one sells it.
Reminds me of...
I'm looking forward to...
Mizdow.
Yeah, it's the 80s Mizdow.
Yeah, so... I'm really looking. Oh, I enjoyed 1 and 2 for what they were. I'm really looking forward to 3, especially with them adding these two characters now.
Will, David, see your thoughts?
Yeah, I never got around to seeing the second G.I. Joe yet. I just never got around to it. I want to. Never got around to it. But I'm all for it. You know, I mean, I can't really compare. I mean, I saw the first one. The first one was just okay. So, I don't know. But hopefully they get the same guy. One actor. I don't think
gotta hire the guys who played the twins in The Matrix.
Yeah. I think those twins were sort of roughly based on those characters anyway. Is it Tomax?
It's Tomax and Zamot.
Why don't you get the guy who played the Winklevoss twins there?
Armie Hammer.
Yeah, get him to do it.
Lone Ranger.
He's busy doing a terrible Lone Ranger movie.
I think he was done doing a terrible Lone Ranger like 3 years ago.
He was the Spirit. He was the Lone Ranger. Yeah, he's not having a great career.
Will, let's get your thoughts, man.
Yeah, I don't know who these guys are. So
okay,
there you go.
So you obviously don't know G.I. Joe then.
I watched the movies. No, I'm kidding. The second movie was actually not bad. Dave, you'd like it's fine. The Rock is pretty cool.
Yeah,
watch
I want to see
sandwiches.
It. I want to see it. I'm a G.I. Joe Mark. I like. The franchise, but I just never got around to seeing the film. I don't know.
It's on Netflix nowadays, man.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. So, Karp, I heard you've seen Seventh Son, and hopefully, well, I'm guessing it's what a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I went to see Seventh Son this afternoon. Like I said last week, either Cheapy Tuesday or Netflix. I was a D&D guy, so you could tell, they used the more modern generations of, modern editions of Dungeons & Dragons or Advanced Dungeons & Dragons for character basis and some of the monsters. Julianne Moore did a pretty good job. Jeff Bridges, for some reason, loses his accent in some points, which is a little weird. The guy who plays the Seventh Son looks like he's like a 20-year-old Timothy Oliphant. Okay. Yeah, some good-looking women as well with their boobs popped up because of the style of this 1400s as well.
Hold on, you went around pedo bear hours, so I'm hoping you didn't leave a mess on the seat.
There was like four other people in the cinema with me.
Were they all also jacking off and not looking at each other?
No, not at all.
Admit it. You went to a peep show, dude.
Yeah, I went to a peep show. That's it. You know me oh so well. It was enjoyable for what it was. It was definitely better than the Dungeons & Dragons movie. It was weird because some of the action scenes went from non-shaky cam to shaky cam back to non-shaky cam. So I'm guessing it was mostly during the Jeff Bridges fights, so I guess he's starting to show his age when he's trying to use a fight scene. If you're a D&D nerd and you got a free hour and a half to waste, I definitely suggest checking it out. For me, unfortunately, it's only a sixth son out of 10.
You didn't give it a 7.
I can't give it a 7.
Funny story. I've been ridiculed and mocked about owning a certain DVD. This has spanned over several years. And
yes,
I had originally purchased this on sale.
It's a trap.
Is it?
Somebody had actually removed the sale tag on the DVD. I don't know. I still don't know to this day who's removed this tag.
Okay, who do you that think was not removed me. It? Out of all of our group of friends,
okay, wait. But is it?
Do you always blame
it's,
for something?
It's you. It was either you or Scruff. I'm pretty sure it's Scruff. It was. We're talking about Fever Pitch.
Yeah.
So I actually saw it this weekend, and it's pretty good. I actually liked it. I didn't hate it.
Jimmy Fallon, man. He was good in it,
and he didn't like. I mean, it's typical kind of rom com, but it had the baseball in it, which is what I liked. That's why I originally bought the movie. It is what it is. Drew Barrymore's in it. You know what I mean? You're not getting Civil War fucking reenactment performance. You're not getting, you know, you're not getting Christoph Waltz. You know what I mean? Like it's Drew Barrymore pretending to like ride a bike for half a second and punch a punching. It was literally the weakest punch on a punching bag in the history of somebody who ever punched a punching bag. If you're pretending to actually do some kind of physical activity, at least make an effort to swing at the bag. Those little things annoyed
me. Kind of want to see it now. To see Drew Barrymore punch.
But she's like, I've never seen, like, she's like, meh. It's like moving her arm was the biggest task in the fucking world. Like, and in the movie, she's actually in pretty decent shape. Like, I mean, she's slender and shit. Like, and she's put on a few pounds the last couple of years, but. She's looking actually pretty good there in that movie, but
granted, she's not Ronda Rousey.
No, of course not. But still, I mean, you figure you make an effort. Like she's too much of a girl's girl, I think, and it annoys me. But regardless, I didn't hate it, and now I don't know. Like I think I'm in trouble now because I'm supposed to not like this movie, but I actually don't mind it. It's like it's almost like a guilty pleasure.
Thought we were done doing bargain bins.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw Blended, the movie with her and Adam Sandler, and
God,
yeah, that's exactly pretty much what that movie.
It's like Grown Ups, but with Drew Barrymore.
Exactly. It's painful.
All right, let's get into the weekend box office. All right, Will, let's break down the numbers for this week.
All right, so last week, number one was SpongeBob Movie, Sponge Out of Water. It actually made $55 million opening week.
What a fucking draw, man.
Yes. That is nuts.
This proves nuts. How much of a failure the American education system is becoming.
Or how much a draw.
SpongeBob rocks, man.
SpongeBob is for fucking retards.
It's for stoners, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, SpongeBob actually cool. made it. Budget of $74 million, so he'll make its money back, no doubt. I don't know, I'm very impressed. Okay, number two was number one last week. It's American Sniper, Clint Eastwood's movie starring Bradley Cooper. That made $23 million for a total gross of $281 million on a budget of $58, so everybody's happy there. Number three is the Wachowskis' Jupiter Ascending. It was the opening week. And it only made $18 million on a budget of $176 million. What do you guys
think? Holy shit.
Yeah. The Wachowskis continue to lose money for studios ever since The Matrix.
Yeah.
Even the foreign's low on this.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about this.
It looks like crap.
It does. It really, I'd
watch it.
But it's got Tatum. Usually Tatum is a fucking lock, man.
You see how tough, you see how bad this movie must be then? Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I heard people walked out in screening.
They what, sorry?
People literally walked out. During the screening.
So it's a bad movie, too. What is Scoring Rotten Tomatoes, you know?
Sorry?
It's like 18, I think.
Okay, so yeah. it's critically panned as well. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I don't know. It's sci-fi. I would probably watch it for free, maybe. Maybe.
it's true. I mean, it's a free movie. Maybe a movie network one day when you're like, screw it. I'm just going to watch this thing. But it had a lot of potential. I'm a sci-fi guy, so...
If I knew somebody that wanted to go see it, I would probably go check it out. I'm not that picky when it comes to that, you know. Even if I think a movie's going to be bad, like if it's sci-fi, maybe I'll go check it out.
No, I totally, guys, I'm with you. I like sci-fi movies. I would like this to be good. Apparently, it's not. Speaking of movies, I like to be good, but it's not. Seventh Son, also opening, number four. And it made $7 million on an undisclosed budget. So
the budget had to be, from what I could see, it had to be around $100 million. The weird part was...
It had to be around $70 million.
Yeah, 70 to $100 million. But the worst part
would have been great if it was $77 million.
Do we know? Do we know if there's? Do we know Do we know if there's another weekend ever where two movies bombed like that?
Yeah, all the time.
I'm sure.
Yeah, name one. Fuck.
I'm sure it happens all the time. But the thing with Seventh Son is it was supposed to come out almost a year ago, and I don't know why they had to reshoot or whatever. But like,
hey, wait! What if we have a double feature?
I don't get
Seventh
it.
Son, and then I Am Number Four. Huh?
No.
Okay. Moving along, number five is a film I never heard about, Project Almanac, which made $5 million.
That actually looked kind of good.
Apparently the reviews are fucking terrible for this. This is, if you've seen the trailer, it's ABC of time travel movies. It's literally Back to the Future.
No. It's the one with the kids that had seen something at a birthday party Michael Bay produced. Okay, good God.
It's Back to the Future meets Project X, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. Okay, now let's go to another movie. Number six is Paddington, $5 million, and a total of $57 million.
This is killing it foreign numbers, though.
Yes, this is destroying foreign numbers. It did really, really well in the UK, and apparently it's an awesome film. Number seven is The Wedding Ringer, $4 million this weekend, the total of $54 million. Number eight is The Imitation Game, $4 million this weekend, making it $74 million, also killing it internationally, I believe. Number nine is Black or White, based on the Michael Jackson song.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. No, it's not.
Doesn't matter if it's Black or White.
I love how we're all on the same page for $4 million. And number 10 was the wonderful J-Lo movie, The Boy Next Door.
Oh, this is where she gets fucking sexually assaulted.
Yeah. That made, it was the first time it was consensual.
She is a sexual predator.
A lady is here.
Underage.
Oh, she's a predator.
Yeah, she's a predator.
She's like Quagmire, where she has sex with the underage person.
And speaking of Quagmire, somebody just showed up randomly. Hedgehog, shut the fuck up!
This sausage party has.
Stupid jerk off.
What's happening?
My hedgehog's making noise.
Who's making noise?
My stupid hedgehog.
Thanks.
Her name's Charlie. You gotta call her Charlie.
FYI.
Her name is Charlie the Prude.
Oh!
Hey, Charlie.
Did you go see Jupiter Ascending, Charlie?
I didn't see anything at all in the world.
Did anybody go watch Jupiter Ascending?
I don't know. Nobody went to go see it. Actually, I'm really glad Charlie came on because we're now getting into previews for next week.
Yep.
And one movie in particular will be flooding cities with vaginal discharge. This is 50 Shades of Grey.
Hi.
So this is just an interview for the newspaper. I just have a couple of questions. Mr. Grey, we'll see you now.
What was he like?
He was polite, intense, smart, really intimidating. Do you have any interests outside of work?
What about you? I'd like to know more about you.
There's really not much to know about me. Look at me.
I am.
To what do you owe your success?
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
It must be really boring.
I'm incapable of leaving you alone.
Then don't.
I had a rough start in life. You should steer clear of me. Got me hoping you save me right now. Your kiss. I don't do romance. Right now. Looking so great. My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
Enlighten me then.
By enlightening her, he means
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Logging.
So
I think this has a little bit of a feel of what's it called, Twilight, where it's basically it doesn't really matter what the girl thinks. It's just got the guy taking over and just taking her per se.
It's so, a BDSM romance novel. A
little bit rapish.
In your opinion, do you like this character who just kind of there's this quiet little female, and he's like, I'm gonna take over and fucking do, you know,
I think
rip into you.
Are you talking to me? Or
no, I'm not saying I'm gonna rip into you. I'm saying the character is gonna rip into the other character. What do you think about it?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I think
that's exactly what he's saying.
Personally, I have no idea what the whole like 50 Shades of Grey thing is. I never read the books necessarily, so don't hate on me, audience, please. It's very simple, yeah. Meaning to the fact that I think it's the movie is the whole side of the woman character where you just want to be taken and fuck the world, just like whatever you want to do, you want to do. I'm not really into that, but people know me for that anyway. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want to see it.
What about it's your weird. Panelists? How about UTI in that? Would she go see it?
Probably. Sloan would probably go see it.
I have to say, though, that Beyonce song is really... You guys should have seen that.
So good. Dancing.
Yeah, it is kind of actually like creepy. Like
I had like a sexy dance going on here.
I love that song. In the trailer, I would sing that. That was really good.
I'm surprised Kanye didn't come out during the trailer and be like, yo, this movie should have been Beyonce beating the white woman.
I know. I think it's a fun movie to go see. I don't think you should take life as the movie, meaning like, you know, the movie is just a movie. You shouldn't take your entire relationship, base it on the movie, but it's so fun. Whatever.
It's smut.
Apparently, my mom, exactly. My mom has read the books, and she's talked to me about it. I don't know why. But apparently, wow. The S&M part isn't as important. It's more about him actually falling in love with her. Apparently, that's what, through the trilogy, that's sort of what... It's more important, you know.
Is it a trilogy? Is it?
Well, there are three books, yeah.
But that's just what they say. It's like me saying that I just watched the porn for, like, the story. Like, will they end up together at the end?
No, apparently it's more about him breaking his S&M habits and falling in love with a girl, and he doesn't need the, you know, the kinky shit anymore.
Well, that sounds like not fun.
Because the perception is... It's just women, like, rubbing one out in a bathtub with candles, like, reading this thing.
No, at bomb.
Yeah, apparently the books aren't really that much about the S&M. It's more just...
It's about the romanticism behind it.
You can see the rubbing.
Yeah, the rubbing. It's all about the rubbing.
The romanticism.
Hey, guys, you know, did you ever see... it was Gilbert Gottfried reads 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. I
love it.
It's great.
There's a new trailer out now, too, where it's 50 Shades of Grey, and instead of it being the Christian Grey character, it's a bunch of Steve Buscemi characters.
Charlie, you were saying.
As the only vagina in the group right now, I would say that it is important for a girl to just, like, romanticize about the fact that, you know, you can be taken by a guy that way. Just,
really?
You know.
By Liam Neeson?
Does he have a certain set of skills?
Not all the time, but just like once, like the movie, boom, that's enough.
Charlie, I don't know who you are.
Calm down.
I saw a clip for the movie where he's about to bring her into the dungeon, sex dungeon, whatever. And he's like, here's where I play or whatever. And
she starts giving her like wrestling holds.
And she's just like, is this like, you mean like your Xbox and stuff? So I think there is a lot of funny. Yeah, apparently that's in the movie. So I think, you know... That's kind of funny. I think it would be kind of funny to do a skit where he brings her in and it is sort of like a man cave with like, you know, action figures and comic books and stuff. That'd be funny.
You know, it's interesting because I heard Jim Gameshi was actually casted for this role.
The only people who understand that are the Canadians.
Like three Canadian listeners.
By the way, old school, it's Ian.
Whatever, GM. Who gives a fuck? He's unemployed.
It's baggy.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right, enough of that female smut. Let's get into a movie we're actually probably going to see. This is King. What?
Nothing.
Oh, you want to talk more smut?
No. Wait, just a second. Calm down.
Let's get on to Kingsman.
It's freezing. Why are we walking? We just look at our keys. Oh, that's my car!
Huge IQ, great performance in the Marines, but you gave up. Drugs, petty crime, never had a job.
Who are you?
Your father saved my life.
Dean says you're fair guy, boys.
I've had a rather emotional day, so whatever your beef with Eggsy is, and I'm sure it's well-founded, I'd appreciate it if you could just leave us in peace.
You should get out of the way, Granddaddy, you'll get hurt.
Manners? Maketh
man. Do you know what that means? Then let me teach you a lesson. Are we going to stand around here all day, or are we going to fight? Sorry about that. Needed to let off a little steam. What do you see? I see potential. Kingsman is an international intelligence agency operating at the highest level of discretion. If you're prepared to adapt, you can transform.
Into a spy.
Interested?
Oh, yes.
You are about to embark on the most dangerous job interview in the world.
We're here to test you to the limit. To enhance your skills.
Train for the evil out there.
If you get blood on the carpet, you have to take the carpet up.
Can't stand the sight of blood.
To everyone who said I never made it.
You felt sorry for the boy, did you?
No, weren't you mistaken?
He's as much Kingsman material as any of them. More so.
I got a dinner date with greatness.
Mankind is the virus, and I'm the cure.
Sounds like a lot of people are going to die.
Do I look like I give them?
Son of a bitch!
I didn't know the trailer had dogs. That's funny. Okay. okay, this is starring Colin Firth, Michael Caine, Samuel L. Jackson, who's in pretty much everything. Okay, this is the director of Kick-Ass, so I know there's a lot of potential. The trailer looks good. Here's my concern, and you can see this in the trailer. There's a lot of cuts during the action scene, and I've got a bad feeling about that because we've seen with Taken 3, the super cuts and the shaky cam kind of hide their inability to do action scenes. I don't know if Colin Firth can pull this off without a lot of heavy editing, and that heavy editing really annoys me. That's why I like John Wick so much, because there's very little cuts, and the fact that he can actually do an action scene. We've seen it in Matrix and all that stuff.
Well,
so.
Dude, Taken 1 too, eh? I rewatched it. It's all there's very few cuts in the action scenes too.
Yeah,
that's what. I understand why they're doing it. They're hiding it, but just with my OCD, it pisses me off.
I'm telling you why though is because this is a heavy R-rated film. It is going to be a lot of blood and gore.
The trailer does not do it justice.
You want to see the Red Man trailer. There is almost no cuts during some of the fighting scenes.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And
if you remember, that action scene in Kick-Ass where Big Daddy goes into the warehouse where all the gangsters are, and it's like a continuous shot.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that there's something even more awesome than that in this movie. I just love this director. Like, I'm in love with him. I can't wait. I read the comic. It's phenomenal. The trailer isn't even close to telling us who's in the movie, what could happen in the movie, what the movie's about. And there's a whole lot more going on in this movie than people know.
Yeah.
One thing, is the bad guy in the comics also black?
I believe so. They have changed a few things. I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah.
They have changed a few things. I believe he is, eh, Kirk?
No, the antagonist was a white guy.
Okay. It's been a long time since I've read the comic.
I mean, it's the same character concept where it's like the nerd.
Yes, exactly.
Is the American?
We can't even tell you what this is. Like, it's
you don't want to say.
It's
anything
a phenomenal now. Plot.
Okay.
It's a phenomenal
sorry guys.
I mean, Jackson's played the nerd in Unbroken as well. He can do it, he's in pretty much every movie.
Yeah, well,
I think he's also in 50 Shades as well.
Well, the fun part. No, because he doubles for, like, the guy's cock, right? Okay.
Wow, okay. I don't even know what that means. That's
okay, so, no, because what I find cool is that there's a lot of, in American movies, the role of the British guy is usually reserved to the bad guy. So, for example, Die Hard, the bad guy is played by a British dude, even though he's playing a German guy. Since this film has a very British feel, a British cast, it's interesting that they reversed the roles, and this time the bad guy is actually played by an American, being an American. So I just found it very
interesting. Well, it's about the Secret Service.
Thank you, old school.
It's about the Secret Service.
Yeah, it's about like MI6.
So.
No. Yeah. I know, but that's what I meant. I meant that I find it fun that in this case, the heroes are British, this time the bad guy is an American.
Do you have to read the comic book first to appreciate the movie, or can you just go in blind?
I'm thinking you could go in blind. I mean, it doesn't really reside in a universe or in a shared universe or anything like that. So I don't think you have to really see the comic. I mean, I think people that liked Kick-Ass, the first Kick-Ass and second Kick-Ass too, I think they'll like this one. It's very similar. It's about a kid that finds out his uncle's a cool Kick-Ass agent, secret agent, and he brings him in, you know, and he brings his like British hip-hopper attitude to like a James Bond sort of scenario.
Is the kid the main character?
Yes.
Because he looked annoying in the trailer. Was I the only one who felt he was annoying?
The kid is the main character. Yeah.
Did you find him annoying in the trailer, Dave?
No, because I know what is going to happen.
So okay, good. Okay, I see. Also, if people liked Wanted, would they like this movie?
Maybe.
Because I'm looking at Mark Miller properties.
It's not.
That wasn't the best one.
Out there as Wanted. It's more like Kick-Ass.
I love how we let Dave talk just because he's like the new guy. We're like, yay, Dave.
So, going to go around the table. Quick, yeah or nay? Will.
Nay for now. The kid really looks like he's annoying me. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, you know what? Little things seem to annoy you. You look at the back of comics and read fucking blurb. I like this guy. And he's a jerk. I like him.
I hate him.
I like the kid. I like the kid. I mean, he's not a Paul Grist, you know? He's not a Mudman fucking... I'm going to keep dropping Paul Grist. I don't care. But
we need to get Paul Grist on the show.
Is he sponsoring this?
I think I can get him on.
But also,
I think
Paul Grist actually wrote back to you. That I think is a very nice
twice.
Humility. That's awesome.
I keep giving him shit because there's
really?
No more fucking...
He
yeah.
did. What?
That's how good
he's the Mudman guy. And like I keep putting in expert comics with Paul Grist for some
comic
reason.
Industry people are cool. That's the thing. Jim Lee wrote back to me once, man.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I know. I freaked out. It was little in the middle of the night. It was right before New 52 Justice League came out. He dropped some Justice League artwork. I just like reached out to him. I'm like, it's awesome, dude. And he's just like, thanks. You know, we chatted for a bit. It was pretty awesome.
That's impressive. Good job, man.
Hashtag Mudman. Let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Dave, since you're new on the show, do you ever go ass to mouth?
Every time. Like every time.
Oh my God.
Even in the moment, absolutely.
Well, you know, it's just, it happens, you know.
There you go. Emails, Piper the DJ. The American Super Bowl was this last week, and there were many movies that had spots during the Super Bowl, which, by the way, ranked $4.5 million U.S. for a 30-second spot. When a studio makes such an investment for a high-dollar advertising, what are the odds that they will make the money back? And what is the intent for paying so much for an ad spot?
I can answer that. This year's Super Bowl was viewed by over 120 million television sets.
Exactly.
Okay. So 120 million, let's say on average you have three people per household watching that. That alone, you get one person. That's a guaranteed 120 million people going to see your movie.
Here's the problem, though. Seventh Son fucking advertised. People still don't know what's going on. You can advertise in the Super Bowl. You can put out a 40-page ad. But if you don't explain yourself properly, how can you do that in 30 seconds? There's so many ads. Why are you going to remember that one ad? You're dropping $4.5 million. Some of these movies are a $20 million budget. You're going to take a chance, a quarter of your total budget on a 30-second spot.
And 120 million people.
It's the reach. It's all
quite
about
honestly,
reach.
Over 360 million people are going to be seeing that. And you at least one, even if 1% consider
exactly.
looking at that.
But what if 70 million people
it's
are taking
simple,
a leap?
Though. You just throw in a picture of Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, and Ultron. And
it's all about the
just,
reach.
Everybody's
going to
go.
Reach.
They just walk up to the screen. They're like, yeah.
Some known brand will not ever be able to.
The Super Bowl is the
highest.
Be nice
if I could speak English.
Super Bowl
I think it's a waste of money.
The highest rated, most viewed yearly product there is in any sports thing there is. The World Cup doesn't even pull in this numbers, and it's the World Cup.
It's oversaturated. There's going to be a billion ad spots, probably 90% going to be better in your movie trailer, because all people care about is the fucking Darth Vader a Volkswagen Jetta commercial. They don't care about your
You're
movie.
You're still getting that out to people who might not have seen it already.
You're going to get a better reach doing a lot more smaller ads in targeted markets.
I don't know about that, though.
Well, there was a rumor that there was going to be a Batman versus Superman commercial, and it never happened, so I'm just pissed off.
It's because they probably didn't have time to get the trailer together.
But we did get Jurassic World.
Which looks, I'm really looking forward to that.
Even with the trained raptors?
Oh, yeah. Raptors. Chris Pratt can do no wrong right now to me, so.
All right, let's get into tweets. First one's from, hey, who's this guy? Carp. Killer Carpe Diem. I believe. Hey,
what a loser.
That's
my Twitter name is Midas Carp.
I believe in Ernest. Shut up. Shut up. I believe an Ernest retrospective is in order. Really?
Yes, I believe.
There's fucking two movies.
I'll skip that.
What?
No, dude.
Ernest goes to Jamaica. Ernest goes on the bus.
Ernest in jail. Ernest, like, the desert.
Ernest goes ass to mouth.
Ernest Halloween, they're terrible.
I would watch Ernest Goes Ass to Mouth. I don't know why, but I'd watch it.
I think I have
Let alone we should just do Ernest Scared Stupid.
Okay, how many of these fucking Ernest movies do they have?
Let's see, Jim Varney.
Scared Stupid.
Would there be at least 10? I'd say 10. That's what I'm going
10
for.
10 movies?
Okay. I'm going for 10.
No Some fucking
way. Some of them were straight
to
VHS, though, right?
Here we go. Like, okay, no. Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain, Ernest Scared Stupid, Ernest Rides Again, Ernest Goes to School, and that's the last one. Oh, Ernest Goes to Africa, Ernest in the Army. Yeah, so there's quite
Hold
a few.
Hold on, Wiz, can you safely say that Ernest was the 80s Adam Sandler?
90s.
80s, 90s, like early 90s Adam Sandler.
The first Ernest was Ernest Goes to Camp in 1987.
I can't. This makes no sense.
All the way through.
Rest in soul, by the way, hey guys. Rest in peace.
Ernest Goes to Africa in 1990.
Oh,
he died at 50.
R.I.P. Ernest.
Wait, do you know that he came from a dairy commercial? That's where he originates.
The only thing I ever see his first original is he was on a TV series called Pop Goes the Country.
Yeah. Well, repeat that. Wait, talking about the actor or the character?
The actor Jim Varney.
No, I'm talking about the character. The character originated from commercials on dairy farms.
Wouldn't surprise
like drink milk kind of thing?
Like drink milk type of thing, yeah. But encouraging like the farmers stuff, yeah.
Forum Cataclysmic, WYR Cataclysmic, just finished Ghostbusters for the first time. Apparently he just bought a VHS player. First half was pretty cool, but the second half was boring. Pretty overrated.
He's a millennial.
What the?
Sure.
Well, no, but you know what?
Boring.
I think he's trolling Heavy Set. That's all he's doing.
Oh, okay.
But how can you not like the first Ghostbusters? MC Vigilante, at the Vigilante, hashtag OSATM. Discuss your examples of actors coming away from being pigeonholed. For me, Matthew Mack and Ben Affleck are fine examples of this. Yeah, well, before Geely, absolutely.
Ben Affleck, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, Argo, man. He fucking killed it in Argo.
Yeah. But let's see, who else? You know, for a while, I thought Adam Sandler would do it. But he didn't, obviously. But like, there was a time when he was doing these really, like, these more drama-oriented films. Like
Liam Neeson would be the biggest one.
Liam Neeson's, yeah, for sure. Big time. Big time.
How about Keanu for
what about
Matrix?
Chris Evans?
No, but Keanu was always the... Yeah, Chris Evans
is a good one, yeah.
Evans is a good one, too. Actually, I would say... Wait. No, Robert Downey is more of a comeback, right?
McConaughey got out with his Dallas Buyers Club. He was doing a bunch of movies that...
or stuff?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was doing kind of the rom-com, take my shirts off and all that. Then he came out with Dallas Buyers Club. He came out with, what's that movie, The Traders there? The stock movie of DiCaprio.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Interstellar. He was fantastic in that, even though everybody...
Well, speaking of DiCaprio,
Mud was excellent. If anybody's ever seen that, Mud was an excellent movie.
Yeah, Mud was excellent.
Jonah Hill kind of, that happened to him too with Wolf of Wall Street where... He went away from, like, the fat comedic guy to, like, a real serious actor in Moneyball and Wolf of Wall Street.
Do you guys think, not Jonah Hill, but the other guy?
Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen, you think he can break it?
No, he attempted to in Green Lantern.
Green Hornet?
It was just, to me, Green Hornet failed because
Green Hornet was painful.
It was painful because he was comic relief. He wasn't... He literally could throw a fucking punch. Like, if you see the Green Hornet TV show, I mean, yeah, Kato fucking dominated, but Green Hornet could hold his own. They should have put Seth Rogen in more of an action role, less of a stupid comedy role.
Oh, yeah, it should have been a comedy film.
Michael Keaton got out of the pigeonhole,
too. Wow, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Sure. Now, yeah, as I'm trying to say, it's very topical. Yeah.
And then he went from that to Multiplicity.
No, but I'm referring to, like, right now.
Birdman.
Multiplicity was great.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Fuck
she,
you.
She touched my Pepe, Steve.
Double A Andy Anderson. Like movies? Tweet thoughts using hashtag OSATM. Hey, thanks for the plug. DRG, just so we're clear to the obviously massive fan Devil Vamp, the character is named Deadpool, not Deathpool, as he stated 47 times.
Who said Deathpool?
Yeah, Devil Vamp said
apparently,
that.
Apparently, Devil Vamp said Deathpool.
He did say Deathpool way too much.
That's fine. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. No, I did, and I was going to say something on Twitter, but it got caught. So.
DRG, Melissa McCarthy is the same character in every movie she's in.
So is expect Jude that Law and Adam Sandler.
Character in Ghostbusters. Yeah, no, absolutely. I can't see her break out in any way. DRG, if I had command, I'd have the same old Ghostbusters cast as mentors of the new cast before the oldest killed off 45 minutes into flick. I would like to see cameos, but I don't know if it would do it justice to have the old guys back.
I don't know if anybody mentioned this. We guys talked about this before, but I would have loved this movie so much more if they didn't go the reboot route.
Yeah,
and they were their daughters, the original Ghostbusters daughters.
Oh, that could work.
And a few cameos. Slimer better be in this. That's all I care
Stay
about.
Stay Buff. I want Stay Buff.
Or at least a nod or something.
Did he die?
The guy's eating like marshmallows.
They have to acknowledge the old movies. They have to acknowledge the old fans. If not, it's going to bomb hard.
DRG, Karp's Star Wars fandom versus old school's Trekkieism. Still a better love story than Twilight and Gone Girl.
Actually, I find Gone Girl was good, but whatever.
That's awesome. DRG, I'd rather see Ryan Reynolds in the role of the classic Deadpool character, not the Walmart knockoff of Deathpool, like Vamp said. That's awesome. No, it has to be rated R. Dave, actually, now that you're on the show, let's get your thoughts. They're pushing Ryan for Reynolds? That rated R.
Yeah, definitely. It wouldn't work otherwise. I think anybody that has actually read Deadpool comic, especially the modern ones, I it has to have that dark humor. It has to be more Tarantino-esque than silly, silly humor. You know, I hope it goes well. I hope it goes well. Fox is sort of so-so. You know, I know a lot of people aren't feeling the Wolverine films, even though I kind of like the second one. I hope it works out. I'm not a big fan of Ryan Reynolds at all, so I'm a little bummed that he's involved. But
you're pissed because of Green Lantern, that's it.
No. Blade 3 as well, Blade Trinity as well.
Pretty much
everything he's been in.
I thought he was good in that.
By the way, he's amazing in Blade Trinity.
R.I.P.D.
His body was perfection. I am not gay at all. But remembering Blade 3, it was insane. I can't.
What the fuck?
No, I'm serious. Me and my brothers, we were like, when did we come out? We were like, what, 13? And we just couldn't believe that a guy could look this ripped ever.
This is weird.
This is getting weird.
We need to change the subject.
Yeah. Jessica Biel have a shower scene? What are you talking about?
But like, no. Seriously, we could not believe that that this guy was super ripped and jacked.
I didn't cut him off, I swear to God.
Dude, yeah, right.
But I was just,
I didn't. I can't. You can't mute from Skype.
Will.
Simplicity of living in Hollywood.
That movie was a miss. You know what I mean? I mean, they had Marvel Dracula. They had a chance to do Marvel Dracula, which is, if anybody's read Tomb of Dracula, it's one of the coolest comic books of all time. And they messed it up hard. So, For me, I can't even side with anything in Blade Trinity, but Jessica Biel was really hot in that movie.
Hey, but that was Triple H in there too. Two as well.
There's Triple H cursing the entire movie.
And it was also a fucking iPod commercial.
Yeah.
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 DRG, the best part of OSATM so far is the random cameos of Wayne as a baker, not having a clue about what's being said. Yeah, that was awesome. If you could throw back to the last show. He was added by Devil Vamp, and he literally, the entire show, he's like, I don't even know why I'm on here. I don't watch movies. It was pretty funny. The ad for the Vigilante, DRG, yeah, fuck Frozen, Shaun the Peep Shaun the Peep Show movie. Shaun the Sheep movie is out this week, which is one I will sit through. Really? Double A Andy Anderson, hashtag more Wayne. See, Wayne's over, apparently. DRG, screw you guys. The bear hierarchy goes Baloo, Pooh, Yogi and Boo Boo, Fozzie Bear, Teddy Ruxpin, Paddington, and Care Bears. I said last week that Paddington was like the Hogan of bears, apparently. And he's saying Baloo beats Paddington. Paddington
Baloo was pretty badass, though, in Taylor.
Baloo was pretty badass.
Yes, Baloo is cool. He knows how to fly a plane. Paddington, I don't know if he can fly a plane in a live-action movie. I'll give Baloo like some bonus points for flying a plane.
I used to have a jacket, a brown bomber jacket like Baloo, and pretend I was Baloo, man. Like, I was a big Baloo fan.
Okay, so we have big Baloo marks on the panel, but I can't believe you put – I understand why Care Bears is the jobber here, but Paddington that low – Teddy Ruxpin over Paddington. DRG, really?
That's a regional thing, though, because Paddington's bigger in the UK.
Yeah,
Paddington's bigger everywhere else but the States. Americans say anything British.
Did the gummy bears?
Yeah, what with the gummy bears, dude?
That theme song, man. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Moving along. DRG, I'll watch Jupiter Ascending when it hits Netflix. It definitely isn't a movie I'll be rushing to watch in theaters. Yeah, I think the panel's agreed. And I think Rotten Tomatoes has agreed to not huge fans of this movie, although I like Mila Kunis.
Yeah, poor Kunis.
Yes, Double A, not trolling, I agree with Antivigilante. Not a fan of Bridesmaids. Gone Girl is better than... Fuck you. Sorry.
I hate it too.
Yeah, hated the ending.
Bridesmaids.
Fuck, this is the DRG show. I love it, man. Keep tweeting, man. DRG, your shit on Warriors yet...
McCarthy is funny.
You shit on Warriors yet say Melissa McCarthy is funny? Vamp's movie tastes are as fucked as Kebbo's. Yeah, absolutely.
Hashtag alternate personality.
I think they're the same person. Like, one week it's Kebbo Track and the other week it's Double Vamp and they're the same guy. Double A, Andy Anderson, Vigilante, I feel your pain in Frozen and kids movies. Why do you think I listen to so many podcasts? Yeah, absolutely. Parents aren't a fan of Frozen. Okay. Wow. Let's get a couple more here. DRG, I can't watch 3D movies. It gives me a headache 20 minutes in. Actually, yeah, let's get the panel. Do you guys have trouble watching the movies? Like, does it fuck up, like,
eye strain? I'm actually really good with them. I enjoy them. I love Guardians of the Galaxy in 3D.
How about you, Charlie? Can you, like, do you have eye strain or
a lot of people? I have a lot of trouble. Dave, do you have glasses? Yeah, you wear glasses.
Yeah, I do.
I have trouble. I thought always that it was because I had glasses on, but maybe it's not true. 20 minutes in, I can't take it anymore. I just want to get out of there.
I find my eyes adjust to it after a while. Like, in the beginning, you really notice the 3D, and it's like it takes you a while to adjust to them. But I find, me personally, I get used to it, and I even kind of forget it's in 3D after a while, for sure.
Yeah, I'll agree with Dave on that. I can watch a 3D film that's filmed in 3D versus a post-conversion 3D film.
Right.
WIR Cata, people always bitch about shaky cam. I've never had a problem with any movie about shaky cam.
Quit complaining.
I agree
Shut
with this guy.
Shut the fuck up.
This guy probably hangs out with Will's fucktard friend there.
I never got bothered by shaky cam before Carp ever mentioned it. Just FYI.
Really?
Yeah.
And sometimes I find people complain about shaky cam when really what they're actually doing is taking frames out of the scene,
to make it
look like it's Ridley Scott used to do it all the time,
right?
And that's not shaky cam. That's not actually the cam shaking. It's made to make it look a little bit.
No,
more
that's a cut. But if you see Taken, that's 1,000 cuts with shaky cam.
Sometimes it looks better on TV.
If you see Captain America 2, the entire fucking movie is like a guy with
Captain
Tourette's
America 2
filming
is what
it.
I'm talking about. They actually.
No.
Take, yeah, they do. You have to watch it on Blu-ray.
No, it's Tourette's camera would fucking like that.
They actually take out frames from when they're fighting. You have to actually look at it on Blu-ray. It's not so bad.
Why don't you teach Chris Evans how to fucking fight?
What do you find worse? Do you hate more the shake cam stuff or the more like the really, really quick cuts and you can't make sense of what's going on?
If I had to choose one or the other, it'd be like gonorrhea or AIDS.
Yeah.
I guess I'd take gonorrhea.
which one?
Which is the shaky cam.
Okay, me too. Yeah, okay. Same here.
Gonorrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
This show brought to you by gonorrhea, the gift that keeps on giving. Until you take some penicillin. Shaky cam is okay in certain movies. Like, I rewatched Born. That is well done. That I can take.
The Bourne movies, the action scenes are filmed amazing.
A Captain America 2, whatever you're saying, your cuts are bullshit, whatever. I consider a shaky cam.
Check it out on TV, man.
It's unwatchable. I had headaches watching it in the theater. I literally almost wanted to vomit. It was that bad. Taken 3 was...
Vomit. Yeah,
vomit. Taken 3 was so bad, you can't follow it. How the fuck? I'm paying $16 or whatever for a friggin' movie. Do a fight scene or don't film a movie. I don't care.
It wasn't that bad. It was
atrocious.
But it wasn't that bad.
It was maybe I'm more sensitive to it or something. But
I'm totally with old school on this. Like the worst part to me was when he was just running and I didn't know what the hell was going on. Like they would just cut, like he's jumping, like I guess off a window and then just lands in a car, but you don't actually him fall.
It was clear that he was way too old to be playing that part.
Yes.
If you're running down four stairs and opening a door, you don't need 8 cuts.
But they did it in this movie.
You don't need it.
How old is he?
He's fucking 80 or something.
I'm sorry about that.
What the fuck was that?
That was my text messages.
That's hilarious.
Somebody wants that dildo bad.
Tasty black man wants the dildo.
That was Carp tweeting me about the porn thing.
I want the dildo. AA Andy Anderson, bring back Kevbo Trek, # more Wayne, # see satire. Yeah, bring back Kevbo Trek. He's busy with his girlfriend there.
Wait,
sending her
his new girlfriend.
He's tapping that ass. Yo. No, he's
she passed by for comics one day. It was pretty cool.
She's really cool, by the way. She's really cool.
I never met her.
She's really cool.
Well, if you'd come to the foosball tournament like you were supposed to.
That's awesome. Sensitive carp.
Troll.
Brian trolled us.
Be
nice to her. She's giving away sex toys.
I know.
She's giving away dildos. Brian from Tunes, #OSATM. 1, would the panel go see 50 Shades of Grey together? No. 2, would you sit right next to each other?
Wait, no. I would go with Charlie.
It's going to be... That place is going to be cougarific. Maybe we should.
Why am I going? Listen.
How fun would it be, though? Come on.
No, it wouldn't be fun.
It would be pretty fun.
Make sure you bring a towel.
Well, I won't, but I don't need one.
No, I'm saying for the previous person, because the seats are going to be soaking wet.
Come on, how funny would it be?
I'm not going to get drowned in vaginal sweat.
Yeah, look, if old school pays my ticket, I'll go.
How? What do you mean, how fun would it be?
How
Why
funny?
The fuck
how
would
funny?
I want to
see? Funny. Funny.
No, it's not going to be funny.
I think it would be really funny.
Why don't they just give you...
And then I should go too because I'm such a prude.
There's probably going to be boobs, you guys. Why wouldn't...
Why don't I just give you my money and you throw it in the garbage?
Yes, let's go.
Here, just take my money and set it on fire.
For the purpose of the podcast, let's just go.
No, I have limits and the limit is 50 Shades of Grey.
Dear Twitter fans.
But not Fever.
Please tell them to go see this movie all together. Just tell them.
Okay, if I get 10 tweets.
Five.
Okay.
Dude, you just spent like 10 minutes talking about Drew Barrymore punching a bag, and you will go see 50 Shades.
I know. Oh,
all right. Okay.
Probably
get Charlie,
female nudity.
Shut up. Okay. Charlie's going to tweet, old school's going to watch 50 Shades. If I get 10 retweets, I'll go.
5.
No, fuck 5.
We're not that popular.
if we're not, if we have to be. Because if I don't get 10, I'm not going.
Okay. 10 retweets, we go to see,
And you can't get, like, your UTI friend to fucking retweet.
We have to be 5, though. So Will, Carp, Dave, Old School, and Kev.
Wait, what?
Kevin I didn't sign up. Know what is going on.
What?
Kevin wouldn't know what's going on during the film.
But how funny would that be, though?
Okay, if you can get 10 retweets from Old School listeners, I'll reluctantly go to that piece.
Done.
Antivigilante. What?
Can't wait.
Keep going.
Okay. Anthony Vigilante. I agree with Wayne. Sponge tits squarehead. Okay. Awesome. Heavy set. Dude, pocket light Gone Girl. Pocket hates everything. You are the only one who doesn't like Gone
not
Girl.
The only one. Charlie. You're not the only
Spider-Man.
One.
Double A. I heard Zoolander 2 will be coming. Oh, come on. Really? Zoolander 2?
Oh, Zoolander 1 is underappreciated, man.
You're a fucking asshole. No, I almost walked out of that.
Zoolander 1 is hilarious.
Too bad that movie is a piece of shit.
Oh, that
Double
movie
A
is massively underrated.
It's
Kev and I went to go see the movie. And both of us didn't walk out because we both of us thought that the other one didn't want to walk out, but we both wanted to walk out.
Zoolander?
Yeah, we had a bad communication because we both were ready to walk out.
That's very.
I'm like, I was going to walk. He's like, I was going to walk out. Why do you walk out?
Wait, old school. Even the scene where they're playing with gasoline.
No, yeah, it's terrible. I don't care. If you like Zoolander,
if you're rating Favorite Pitch over Zoolanders, you have no right to.
Yeah,
watch
no, them. I think. I'll say it now. Put it in the book. Put it in the red book. Put it in the book right now. Fever Pitch is better than Zoolander. Oh, I don't care. God. I'm saying it, and I'll stick to it. It was that
we
bad.
We need to tweet Jimmy Fallon that.
I want it. Hey, you send it to John Voight. I'm going to send Jimmy Fallon my DVD and see if he signs it.
Do it. Do it.
I'm going to do it. Double A, replace a movie title with goat. 50 Shades of Goat. See, I would see 50 Shades of Goat.
Especially if it were the screaming goats.
Yeah. How awesome would
those
that
be? Those
are
the best.
Goat Pitch.
Goat Pitch, man. I would go see 50 Shades of Goat. Antivigilante, hashtag OSATM, seems Spider-Man may now enter the Marvel Universe. The world's supply of geek cum just went up by 1,000%. Absolutely. A lot of wet seats this evening. Hashtag OSATM 50 Shades of Grey movie. Give it a miss as the cinema may smell purely of the menopause for the next 6 weeks. Yeah, absolutely. And let's end on 50 Shades of Buscemi trailer. Actually, while I get that ready, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Dave, let's get your plugs, man. You're a writer for Heroes of the North. You're doing all kinds
of
stuff.
Yes, I am. For the last few months, I've been writing for Heroes of the North. They're a transmedia web series. You can check them out on heroesofthenorth.com. You can tweet them at Northern Heroes. They're a great bunch of guys. They're letting me play around with their universe a little bit. I got to create some characters, some villains. I'm writing bios on their website. I'm writing their comics, which that's amazing. I'm getting artwork in almost every day. Amazing stuff. Yeah, I'm having a blast. And I'm also a columnist on expertcomics.com, the ENR Expert News and Reviews, Express News and Reviews. You can get me at Full Page Bleed there. All kinds of cool stuff.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show, bud. Carp, let's get your plug. Stable Wars looking for new members.
Stable Wars always looking for new members. And we're going to have our side show for Charlie's Precious All Wine Aside.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
We'll be recording our first episode. All Beer Inside. All Beer Inside. And Kevbo says he's not drinking beer, but little to surprise, he will be drinking beer or he's not on the podcast.
Wait, why?
He's going to drink vodka, he said straight.
All beer inside. Vodka is dirty Russian piss water. Man he has to become a masculine male and drink.
Guys, I'm so scared. I think you guys are going to like destroy us. I'm scared.
Why are you scared, man?
Because I think you're going to just make fun of us for an hour and a half.
No, we'll be nice. Don't worry.
We'll be
total prudes.
Oh, Carp.
We're not going to suck anybody off in a French movie theater.
Next time I see you, it's over. It's over.
We're not going to suck anybody off with a kilt. Don't worry. We're good. All right. Will, let's get your plugs. Comic books for the win.
Yeah. Comicbooksfcw.com for cosplay interviews, articles. And I'm also a columnist now on www.cybertron.com, spelled SCIBertron.com.
And Charlie, All Wine Inside. All Wine Aside, sorry.
I have a podcast, allwineaside.com. Come and listen to us. We just talk about nonsense for an hour.
Give away vibrators.
And give away vibrators and get drunk. And like right now, because I'm really, really drunk right now. So yay.
I'll be checking that out.
Yay.
You haven't checked out her podcast? Really good.
No,
I am disappointed.
Is it, there's lots of sex talk and stuff.
Oh, that's all they do, man.
Old school is kind of disappointed in us because all we do is talk about sex.
But so, you know, you learn a lot. Like, I didn't know girls can be either clitoral, vaginal, or both. There you go.
Yeah.
Right on.
You learn.
So come listen to us. Woo!
And learn about sexy stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Sexy times.
We should all do woo woo at the end of our plugs from now on.
Drunken Station. Ooh. So for Charlie, Dave, Will, and Carp, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
So this is just an interview for the newspaper. I just have a couple of questions.
Did we just hear this?
Mr. Gray will see you now.
I get to dance again.
Okay, I love this song.
What was he like?
He was polite.
May I offer you something?
Intense. Smart. Really intimidating.
What can I do for you?
Do you have any interests outside of work?
When I order coffee, I want it filled six times. And you?
There's really not much to know about me. Look at me. Can I help you with?
You can bet your keister I'm going to get a piece of that pie.
You're the complete serial killer.
And what do you want from me? How long you work for the escort service?
I don't know.
Damn, these things are fast.
Jesus!
I'm fucking bleeding.
Oh,
no. Just don't get so carried away, huh?